Hope, encouragement, and direction. Who among us don't desire those simple elements of life? Well, they could be found right here in God's Word, and we'll look at them in depth here today on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. It's all right here in God's Word. Everything we need pertaining to life and godliness. That's what's been promised us. Won't you join us for the next few minutes as we take a look at some of those promises, some of those challenges and encouragement from God's Word. This is Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we study God's Word together that we might grow in grace. Here now with this edition of Abounding Grace, once again, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, in Romans chapter 13, the apostle writes about our responsibility to the governing authorities over us. And he tells us to submit to them. And then he says this, "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same, for he is God's minister to you for good." So he's getting at here, the Lord has designed all authority structures for good. To restrain wickedness, to stop violence. And I want to add and make sure we understand that is done so that his church would be kept unhindered in its mission to proclaim the gospel, administer the sacraments, and exercise church discipline. That's our mandate. Now, we can't forget that the appointed authority structures for our good are given in society to keep order. Listen to verse 3. "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil." What is he saying? God so wired the civil government that their greatest fear is not good, but evil works. So militaries are here for our protection. How many millions of police officers and firemen at our calling? Governing officials? Look at the scene. What is our government in fear of today? Well, it's domestic terrorists, robbers, thieves, crime lords, lawlessness. They don't want that. God ordered the things so that these things are their greatest fear. We have a whole new Office of Homeland National Security. Now everyone says, well, I don't trust our leaders, or I don't trust the president, and I think that his motives are this and this and this. Hold on. God is telling us that in all governing authorities, his design of government is that it is a terror to evil works. We have to put our trust that that's its purpose. So that at the end of the day, even those things, and even though things are a real mess here in America, God is saying it's not so far gone that it's thrown off its purpose. By and large, the government is here for the good of the people, as the Constitution states. You know, John Calvin was right when he said, yes, governments can abuse their power. They all do. Let me just add, because we're all sinners, there has never been a civil government that has not abused its power to some degree. It's fallen. But Calvin says, leaders never so far abuse their power by harassing the good and innocent that they do not retain even in their tyranny some kind of just government. I believe that's true. So in other words, even the bad governments still are wired with this interest of our good. And even if a government ever gets to the point of totally abandoning this responsibility, you know what history's told us, my friends? God puts an end to that nation. He always has. What nation is still here, since 1000 AD? They've come and they've gone. They've come and they've gone. So what is the response? Well, he says, do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do good. Doing good here is submitting. But when we don't, you know what happens? Fear is facilitated, he says. You know, it's been correctly observed, when governments go corrupt, it's our fault that the blessings from God are turned into a curse. How so? Well, I would suggest that if you chronicled every corrupt government over history, the reason governments went corrupt is because of the lack of submission and lawlessness of the people. I mean, that's what's happening today. People are lawless. Tyranny results from our lack of submission. Because the government is armed with the sword, and when everyone begins to rule by the dictates of their own hearts, what do you think government's going to do? How do you think they're going to respond? Well, Romans 13 tells us, for he's God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain, for he's God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. We all have these Christians today in fear right now of their new president-elect. What do? Bash him? Trash him a good one around the table? Talk about how bad things are going to get? Speculate on his associations? That's not what God calls us to do. You know, as I was doing this broadcast, I just read a series of newspaper articles where the Secret Service right now is just up in arms because they never had more turbulence and more threats against the president-elect. My friends, this is not God's design. That is bad for everyone. Did God never design anything like that on our part as Christians or on the part of the state? The state is there for the maintenance of justice. They are a terror to evil. When we do good, we won't fear. But if we do evil, and that's exactly the kind of stuff God's condemning, we should fear because the government's armed with the sword. You know, this is the same principle of church government. Listen to the principle of church government. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give an account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. You hear the principle? When you criticize leadership, when you attack authority, the leaders no longer rule over you with joy. You bring down on your own heads tyranny. That's why we should always think before we criticize, even with the mouth, an authority figure, of how damaging our words can be, especially when they are unmediated and conveyed through gossip. It's destructive. The principle here that Paul is saying is, it's the people's fault when government goes bad. You want to be unafraid, he says? Do good. You want to not fear? Do good. He will praise you. He's appointed for good. Look, we should want any president-elect to succeed in that office. Any leader in Canada or the U.S. that's put in, whomever it is, to succeed. Succeed in what way? In the design God gave. And we should pray for that because the whole thing is ordained to be a benefit for us. It's God's common goodness to the whole lost world. It maintains for us Christians a place of peace and justice so that we can continue with the kingdom causes of Christ, to preach the gospel unhindered. But when governments go corrupt, that will be attacked. And we are at fault. So he says in verse 6, for this reason, you pay taxes, for they are God's ministers. Notice that language. They are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing, your own good, so that we should render, then he says, therefore to all their due. How many people don't pay their taxes today? It offends the Lord. It is a sin against him, an attack against the Lord. He says, render to all their due, taxes to whom taxes, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And notice what he says in verse 5 of Romans chapter 13. You must be subject, submissive, not only because of wrath, but also because of conscience. I mean, God's judgment is going to fall on those who aren't submissive. But consider people always fighting against authority in this land. They're miserable people. Because in some form, God is executing his wrath on their own conscience. Be subject, he says, because of conscience' sake too. Now, here's the million-dollar question we'll close with today. Well, Pastor, where's the line? Here's the line. Remember when Peter and John were beaten for preaching in the name of Jesus? They brought him in, they set him before the council, and commanded them never to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. What was their answer? Whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who were commanded to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's golden image? They would not. The government, of course, has started changing laws. That's always a dangerous sign. When the authorities over us constrain our conscience over God's commandments and rule as our king, that's when we cannot obey. It's that simple. Our primary responsibility is to the kingdom of Christ. He is our king. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. And so if the government ever said you can no longer worship, we still meet for worship. You know, in many countries today, worship is forbidden by oppressive governments. And those Christians meet underground. They still meet because their King Jesus is first. And Jesus commands us to worship. His laws are a priority. You can see why it alarms me when so many today can take or leave church. What's going to happen when the government says no more? Think they'll be there? It should be a great misery for us, my friends, to attack authority. That's what I'm saying. That's what the Bible is telling us. You remember how Jesus responded to authority? You know, he laid down his life. You know what he says in 1 Peter 2:21? For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. He suffered keeping his mouth closed when he was beaten to save us. That's what he did for us. So we model the same thing. As citizens of two kingdoms, we remain good and upstanding citizens in our witness to this world. And every governing authority who hears this should recognize that's what a Christian, that's what our message is. We're good and supportive citizens to the governing authorities. As we stay within our mandate to preach the gospel, to administer the sacraments, and implement church discipline in our sphere, the church, always remembering that we're not ushering in a Christian kingdom in this world. Christ's kingdom is spiritual and heavenly. But for now, there are two separate kingdoms. As individual Christians, we exercise our salt and light in this world. We tell people of our convictions. We tell them of Jesus, and we bring them to the true King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, I leave you today with Paul's thought on this. Paul's statement under the inspiration of the Spirit, our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Amen.
Well, that's all the time we have today. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. Our goal in bringing you Abounding Grace each and every day is that you would grow and abound in grace through the study and the teaching and preaching of God's Word. If you have any questions about the broadcast or anything that you've heard here on the broadcast, or if you have any questions about your own relationship with Jesus Christ, we would love to talk with you. You can call us at 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. You can also access our website, lindenurc.com, find out a bit more about us, take advantage of some of the sermons that we've posted online there, as well as email us with any questions or concerns you might have, especially prayer requests. We would love to pray for you in any way that we can. Again, lindenurc.com or call 360-318-0429. You can always write to us at 8650 Benson Road, Linden, Washington. 98264 is our zip code. And then, as always, you're welcome to join us for worship. Sunday services are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. And for directions, you can either visit our website, lindenurc.com, or call 360-318-0429. We thank you for joining us today, and until next time, God bless.